brilliant bookworms are coming. They're here. It's almost like a theme song for you guys. The brilliant bookworms are here from Winchester Thurston. And these students work to share stories together. And we're going to begin. I'm going to introduce you to AJ and Maya. AJ is in fifth grade and is from Shadyside. Maya is in third grade from Point Breeze, and they're ready to share their story.
Okay, so our story that we're going to be telling is called Soda Saleratus, and Soda Saleratus is what they called baking soda in the olden days, so, yeah, okay. So once upon a time, there was an old woman, an old man, and a little girl and a little boy, and they also had a pet squirrel. Now, one day, the squirrel got hungry, and he started chippity-chipping, and the old woman said,
"Eh, what's that? You want some Soda Saleratus biscuits? Very well."
And so she sent the little boy down to the store to go get some Soda Saleratus, but before he went, she said to him,
"You, don't be picking any berries, but get the Soda Saleratus."
So the little boy went down to the store, and just so he wouldn't forget what he was getting, he sang a little tune that went, "Soda, soda, saleratus." And once the little boy got down to the store, the shopkeeper filled his bag full of soda saleratus, and then he went up back to the house through the berry patches. And the little boy, he knew what the old woman said to him, but he just couldn't help himself, so he started picking berries. And they were so good, and he just kept eating them and eating them. But before long, up jumped a big black bear, and the black bear said,
"I ain't gonna let anyone eat my berries, so I'm gonna eat you."
And he did. Now back at the cabin, it was so peaceful without the little boy there. The old woman, the old man, and the little girl probably wouldn't have noticed he was gone until the squirrel started chippity-chipping again, and the old woman decided to send the little girl down to see what was keeping her brother so long. And the old woman said to the little girl,
You go down to the store and see what's keeping your brother, and don't you be picking any berries either."
So the little girl went down to the store, and just so she wouldn't forget what she was getting, she sang a little tune that went, "Soda, soda, saleratus." And when she got there, she asked the shopkeeper if he'd seen her brother. And the shopkeeper said he had, but he was gone now, and he was probably up at the berry patch picking berries. So the little girl went up to look for her brother, and she was looking in the berry patch and everything, but she just saw those berries, and they were so ripe and plump, and she just started picking them and picking them. But soon, a big black bear jumped up, and the black bear said,
"I ain't gonna let anyone eat my berries, so I'm gonna eat you. I just ate a little boy that's so decelerated, so I'm gonna eat you."
And he did. Now back at the cabin, the old woman was getting the squirrel was getting impatient, which made the old woman impatient. So she sent the old man down to the store, and she to look for those youngins. And she said to him,
"You go down to the store and see what's keeping those youngins up, and don't you be picking any berries too."
So the old man went down to the store, and just so he wouldn't forget what he was looking for, he sang a little tune that went, "Soda, soda, saleratus." And he went down to the store, and he asked the shopkeeper if he'd seen the little girl and the little boy. But the shopkeeper said he hadn't. Well, he had, but now they're gone. And they're probably up at the berry patch picking berries. So the old man went out to the berry patch, and he was looking everywhere for the little boy and the little girl. And he knew he couldn't pick any berries because he had to look for them, but he couldn't help himself, and he just started eating them and eating them. But before long, up jumped a big black bear, and the black bear said,
"I ain't gonna let anyone eat my berries, so I'm gonna eat you. I just ate a little boy and Soda Saleratus, the sweetest little girl, so I'm gonna eat you."
And he did. Now back at the cab, the old woman didn't even have to wait for the squirrel. She knew that something was wrong. So she went down to the store, and just so she wouldn't forget what she was going for, she sang a little tune that went, "Soda, soda, saleratus." But when she got to the store, she asked the shopkeeper if he'd seen the family. But he said no, and he said yes, but they're probably gone now and up at the berry patch picking berries. So the old woman went up to the berry patch, and she started looking and looking, but she knew she had to stay strong. She was so determined not to eat any berries, but her hunger got the best of her, and she started eating and eating and eating. But soon, up jumped a big black bear, and the black bear said,
"I ain't gonna let anyone eat my berries, so I'm gonna eat you. I just ate a little boy and a soda saleratus, the sweetest little girl, an old man with the skinniest bones, so I'm gonna eat you."
And he did. Now, back at the cabin, the squirrel was so hungry, he ran to the berry patch. He didn't even bother singing the song. He didn't even go to the store because he knew what they were up to. So he went down, and he was looking so hard. But he saw the berries and how good they looked, so he started eating them. And before long, up jumped a big black bear, and the black bear said,
"I ain't gonna let anyone eat my berries, so I'm gonna eat you. I just ate a little boy and a soda saleratus, the sweetest little girl, an old man with the skinniest bones, and an old woman with the stringiest hair, so I'm gonna eat you."
But before he could close his jaws, the little squirrel ran up a tree to the top. And now the black bear said to himself,
"If that little squirrel can get up that big tree with his little paws, I can get up with these big paws of mine."
So the bear started climbing the tree, and just before he got the squirrel jumped to the next tree, and he got him. So the big black bear thought to himself,
"If that little squirrel can get over there with those little paws of his, so can I with these big paws of mine."
So the bear said, 1, 2, 3, and he jumped, but he missed the branch by a centimeter, and he fell to the ground. And with all that force, the old woman, the old man, the little girl, and the little boy, and the soda saleratus came flying out of the bear. Now, back at the cabin, the old woman and the old man and the little girl and the little boy had the best batch of soda saleratus biscuits ever, especially the squirrel who thought it was high time he should have some. That's the end.
Well done. That was really, really good. And Maya, you played a lot of parts in that story. I liked your voice changes there as you told it. Now, Maya, how old are you again?
9.
And what grade are you in?
3rd.
What do you like to do when you're not sharing stories?
I like to read.
And have you read anything lately that you really enjoyed? Maybe a book, a story book or a chapter book?
I like lots of books that I read.
Well, that's great. Is there one you'd recommend?
I like lots of books, and I like all the books that I read.
It's hard to pick one out sometimes, huh? Would you like to say hi to anybody who might be listening? Who's with you today?
My mom.
Well, great. Anybody else?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's nice to have you here. And AJ, tell me a little bit about yourself. You're in 5th grade, right?
Yeah.
And what do you like to do?
I do like a lot of acting in my spare time.
So. I'm not surprised because you delivered that story just beautifully. Have you been in plays?
Well, I'm in a play right now. It's called Gypsy. And I was in a play in 2nd grade, and that was The King and I. And then I just had, like, a Shakespeare audition yesterday, so.
Oh, very good. Do you know what play the Shakespeare audition was for?
Well, it wasn't, like, it was called a Shakespeare contest, so everybody would, like, choose a monologue, and then you'd do it. Yeah.
Okay, this is for Pittsburgh Public Theater.
Yeah.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how you did?
I'm not sure yet, so we didn't get the results back, but I hope we did good.
Okay. Well, good luck. I hope it goes well. Do you want to say hello to anybody who is here or who might be listening?
I guess my dad and my brother who are outside, and then my mom and anybody else I know who's listening, so yeah.
Great. Well, thank you. You did a wonderful job. And why don't we meet our second pair of storytellers first, and then we'll hear their story. And we'll just go sort of one by one. What's your name? Oh, let me get your microphone on. Go ahead.
My name's Kiara.
And how old are you?
I am 9.
And what grade are you in?
4th.
And what do you like to do for fun?
I like playing with my dog and reading and playing on the computer.
What's your dog's name?
Sam.
Is Sam good at fetching and retrieving and catching and stuff?
Well, he is good at it, but he mostly runs away with it.
Well, it sounds like he'd be fun to play with. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
Yeah. I am Dad and my mom.
Great. And you are partnered with Sophia, and you're from Squirrel Hill?
Yes.
And what grade are you in?
I'm in fourth grade.
So you're both in fourth grade. Have you known each other a long time?
Well, since first grade.
Well, that's a while. And what do you like to do when you're not sharing stories?
Well, I mostly like to play with my dog and read.
So you both have dogs. You could have play dates for your dogs. What's your dog's name?
Well, my dog's name is Coco.
And what does your dog like to do for fun?
We have to take her out to go to the bathroom, and when it's snowing, sometimes, like, when she gets back in, she starts, like, running around at, like, 20 miles an hour around the house.
Wow.
And making this, like, growling sound. It's really funny.
Because she's cold, probably, I would imagine.
Yeah, she goes, like, to the kitchen and then living room. And she, like, climbs all the steps, and it's really funny.
You'd probably do that, too, if they made you go to the bathroom outside in weather like this, you know?
Yeah.
Do either of you have anybody else you want to say hello to?
Well, I would like to say hello to my mom and my dad, who might be listening, and to my brother, David.
Great. And if your dad isn't listening now, he'll be listening soon when this is available at neighborhoodvoices.org. We're ready for your story, and this is Kiara and Sophia.
Our story is called Anansi and the Magic Stick. There once was a spider named Anansi, and he was very lazy. He loved to sleep, and, well, he loved tricks, too. So one day, Lion exclaimed, "Look at Anansi, he is so lazy." "I agree," said Zebra. "I definitely agree," said Elephant. And at this, Anansi woke up. Of course, his yard was full of trash while the other animals were beautiful because, well, he never did anything else but sleep. So, he said to the other animals, "I was not sleeping, I was thinking. Very, very hard." "Oh, you are sleeping. Sorry for interrupting," said Lion. "Oh, yeah, really sorry," said Zebra. Elephant didn't say anything. So he thought to himself, "I'll go find another way to think." He was lying to himself, of course. And then he thought to himself, "I wonder, how does Hyena keep his yard so clean? His house is always perfect. His yard is always blooming with flowers, yet I never see him working. I must figure that out." So off he went to Hyena's house. He waited and waited behind a shrub. And finally, Hyena woke up and saw a dirt spot on the front porch of his house. And he called to a weird stick. "Hocus pocus, magic stick, clean this dirt up quick, quick, quick." And an odd-looking stick sprang up and started cleaning the dirt off. So Anansi, of course, was very fascinated. So when Hyena went back to his hammock to sleep, Anansi crept up and grabbed the stick and ran back to his house. And he started painting his house bright pink.
Wood and nails flew everywhere as the stick worked. And just as Zebra was walking by, too. And when the stick was done, Anansi's house gleamed. And so did Zebra, for he was bright pink, too. And soon Anansi said to the magic stick, "Hocus pocus, magic stick, clean my yard up quick, quick, quick." And the magic stick ran over to Anansi's yard and started throwing out all the trash and watering and planting seeds. And soon the plants grew until they were pretty big. And Anansi, watching all this work, was starting to get tired. And so he said to the magic stick, "Magic stick, do not stop watering until I say so. I will take a nap now." And so Anansi laid his head down and fell fast asleep. But he slept a little longer than he had intended to. For soon a small trickle flew out of Anansi's gate, and then a river, and then a gigantic flood. And it swept up the entire village of animals. "Help! Help!" all the animals cried. All the shouting awoke Anansi, who was floating on a tomato from Elephant's tomato patch. "Help! Somebody help me!" he started crying, just as Hyena was floating by on his boat he had built. "Hello," Hyena said to Anansi. "How are you today? It's a nice day to be on the water, don't you think? By the way, I just lost my magic stick. Do you think you have seen it?" Anansi couldn't tell him the truth, of course, so he made up a little lie. "Well, I think I just saw a particular-looking stick floating by. I can't see it now. It must have gone under. Crocodile must be eating it. Either that, or he's using it as a toothpick." And so Anansi said to Hyena, "I'll get it for you if you don't want to. I think I know where it is." And so Anansi leaned over the edge of the tomato, stuck his head under the water, and screamed into it, "Hocus pocus, magic stick! Stop this magic! Stop this trick!" And the magic stick stopped watering, and the water stopped coming. But the water had to go someplace, and where it went was a giant lake that it had formed, right where the animals' houses used to be. And, of course, the animals were upset about this, so they started complaining to Hyena. "What are we going to do with this lake? You have to do something." But Hyena didn't really know what to do, so he just said, "How should I know what to do? It's not my fault it's here. You're just going to have to learn to live with it." And they did. All the animals played in the bright blue water every day, and they built new, beautiful houses on the lakeshore. But something was missing. Anansi, for no one had seen him since the flood. "Poor Anansi," the animals cried. "He must have gone under during the river. I hope he's okay." They were all very sad about this, but they couldn't be too sad, for Anansi was on the other side of the lake, sleeping and planning tricks all day long, just as he does best.
Nicely done. Congratulations. There's people clapping, but you can't hear them because our studio is soundproof, but you can see them behind you. You did a great job. You're listening to Brilliant Bookworms from Winchester Thurston here at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUPFM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, Ohio, 91.1 WSAJ Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, PCTV Comcast 21, Verizon 47 Pittsburgh, and live and on demand at slbradio.org, where it's always Saturday. One more story to present to you coming up. And then Steve Pellegrino is going to be sharing some stories of his own as he plays accordion and also shares some stories of growing up in the Mon Valley and of the human condition in general. Thanks for being along with us. If you were looking for us on WRCT this morning, we'll be back next week at WRCT. The National Weather Service has a winter weather advisory until 6 o'clock Sunday morning for very chilly conditions. Allegheny, Beaver, Washington, and Greene counties are included in this advisory. In Pennsylvania, and I do not have any specific counties reported beyond those, but it's going to be cold, is the basic message. The probability of snow has fallen to 80% for today. The National Weather Service now saying it might actually get a little warmer, 30 degrees. Not a 50% chance of snow tonight with a low of 15. 30% tomorrow with a high of 24 degrees. Winds throughout the weekend as high as 34 miles per hour, 35 or so, so take care. Currently 27 in Clarion, 19 in Grove City, 28 in Indiana, 23 in Washington, 16 in New Concord, and 23 degrees at our studios in historic Allegheny Square. Let's meet our last pair of storytellers for this morning. And they are Morgan Graham and Lila Ost. Good morning. Is it Ost or Ost? How did I do?
Ost.
Sorry about that. And let's meet each of you. Morgan, what do you like to do when you're not telling stories? Do you have any hobbies or any things you like to do for fun? If nothing comes to mind, do you like to read?
Yeah.
I thought you might like to read. What kinds of books do you like to read?
Every kind.
Every kind out there. And let me turn to you, Lila. What do you like to do?
I like to play guitar or play with my dog.
Oh, cool. How did you learn to play the guitar?
I take lessons on Fridays and, I just like doing it.
Great. Would either of you like to say hello to anybody? Morgan, do you have any friends or family members tuned in?
Yeah. I'd like to say hello to my dad, my mom, my brothers, everybody else I know that's listening.
Great. It's good to catch everybody like that. And how about you, Lila?
My mom, my dad, and my brothers and sister. And yeah, other people who are listening.
Great. And perfect. As you're telling your story, you're going to want to sort of have your mouth pointed in the direction of the microphone, because that's the way you'll sound best. And Morgan and Lila are both in fourth grade, and whenever you're ready, we're ready.
Once upon a time, there was a tortoise named Djibouti. He had a really smooth shell, and he liked to play his flute. He would also trick people. One time he tricked Cheetah into chasing his tail around for a long, 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 long time. And then he tricked Lizard into giving him a ride home, like a horse. So, and then he also remembers when he tricked Elephant and Orca did play tug of war. Nobody won. So, one day, all the birds were going up to heaven to play. They're singing for the Heaven King. And Djibouti wanted to go too. So then, Vulture didn't really like him. He couldn't do anything like sing, dance, or do anything. He was just big and black. So, Djibouti asked him if he could give him a ride up to heaven.
So, Vulture was thinking that he should never do that. But when Djibouti started begging him, "Please, please, just take me to heaven. I really want to play my flute for the Heaven King." So, Vulture thought and thought, and he said, "Well, all right, you can come with me." But only because he remembered how he didn't like Djibouti at all. So whenever he took him up to heaven, he would eat him. So, whenever Djibouti went onto Vulture's back, he started flying and flying into the air, and when it took a pretty long time. But whenever they started getting to see the Heaven King and all the birds, Vulture turned over, and Djibouti lost his grip and started to fall. But Djibouti was prepared for this. So he said, "Twigs, leaves, flowers, and trees, move aside and make way for me." So So Djibouti started forgot to call for rocks, and he fell and broke his shell. So back in heaven, the Heaven King was asking Vulture, "Well, why didn't you bring Djibouti? You said you would bring him." And Vulture said nothing. He just ignored the Heaven King. So all the birds went down to look for Djibouti. And one bird found him and told all the others that his shell was broken. So they all were so sad when they looked at him. And they decided to fix his shell. So they fixed it, and Djibouti started to get up and play his flute. And now, even though his shell isn't that smooth anymore, he still enjoys playing his flute. But Vulture doesn't enjoy it at all. The end.
Good job. That was a challenging story, I think, to try to convey, because there's a lot of imagery in that. You guys did a great job. Is there anything else anybody wanted to say that maybe they forgot to say in terms of saying hello to anybody or anything about Winchester Thurston or Brilliant Bookworms or anything else? You guys did a great job, and we want to thank, in a reverse order, you heard Morgan and Lila, and then you heard Kiara and Sophia, and then AJ and Maya. And thank you very much for being here with us today. Brilliant Bookworms from Winchester Thurston.